Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, inviting you to subscribe to our other podcast called The Grave Talks. It's where I sit down and interview individuals who've had extreme paranormal situations happen to them in their lives. Just search The Grave Talks on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to press subscribe and give us some stars to help spread the word that this show exists. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, haunted costume shop, daydreams, and nightmares. Daydreams and Nightmares Costume Shop in Modesto, California is much more than just another store to buy a costume for a Halloween or party. Instead, this is known as the Haunted Costume Shop, a shop frequented by regulars and celebrities alike seeking their next costume or spirit. Formerly a funeral home, the building now houses the Haunted Costume Shop. One of the more ominous warnings about the structure that was given upon purchase was that the property contains human remains on site in the form of ashes from those cremated on the property. Not only had thousands of bodies passed through the doors of the funeral home, now a haunted costume store, but thousands more mourned the dead within the walls of this building, which now houses the energy of both the living and the dead. When you think of paranormal activity, we often think of the dead coming back to life. However, many of us know that the living are also fully capable of producing unexplained phenomena as a result of these intense emotions. Often, these residual entities or occurrences are entirely unknown to those whose energy is expelled. However, energy seems to linger long after one has said their final goodbyes to a loved one in the confined space. Even if you enjoy the theater and dressing up, why would a spirit choose to haunt a costume shop? That's a question we ask ourselves as we look into this mysterious story. Even if a ghost is confused and still thinks it's a funeral home, why would they still want to haunt it? Why would a spirit feel connected to a location they spend so little to no time at in life? Could some of the costumes be the source of the ghostly activity at this haunted costume shop?
Okay, you know, I really don't know a whole lot of the history of when it was built and everything like that. It's an old building. It was an old house. And at least 25 years ago or so, somebody added the front part on and made it a business. So it's actually a business with a house connected to it. And it's an old Victorian house, which makes it kind of creepier anyways. And the first business that I know that was here was a cleaning service. And they were here for quite a while, and the family actually lived in the house part of it. And then I believe it was sold, and a funeral home picked it up, and it was a funeral home for the last, at least I know of, 19, 20 years. So that's the history. I basically know of it, not a whole lot. You know, I go back and I've tried to find the exact date of it, and it's so, some of the paperwork's so jumbled and weird, and I don't know why. It's showing the date of when they added on. It's not showing the date of when the house was actually built. So there's some like weird things with it. And when I bought the building, I think it's been 5 years ago, the owners, there was like 18 owners. So it, you know, just for the one building, you know, and we had to get documents signed by all of these 18 owners that owned it for the funeral home. And the funeral home was just basically leasing it from these 18 owners.
When you first inquired about owning this building and making an offer on it, was there any rumblings that you had heard of or were aware of, oh, hey, this place may have some ghosts?
A lot of the law enforcement come here a lot because there's a lot of dark history with the building and the funerals that went on here. So the police department was here a lot. I do know that dealing with people that were having services here and such, you know, so forth. I was looking to find a building because I kept having landlords that would either sell their property or, you know, I just didn't like where I was at. You know, different things came up. And I was like, you know, it's time for me to purchase. I've been in business 15 years now, and I was like, it's time to own a building. And I started looking, and this one popped up, and I was like, wow, they're only asking $350? What, you know, what is wrong with it? And then I read down a little, and it said ashes on premises. They had to disclose this. It was an old funeral home, and I'm like, perfect. It's perfect for a costume shop. And we came down here, and Ava, my friend, came down here with me and took a look, and Ava has been a docent at Preston Castle for many years, and she's into the paranormal, and she brought her tape recorder, and I was like, don't be pulling any weird ghost hunting things out when I'm trying to purchase this place. I said, I don't want the real estate agent to think I'm a freak, and she goes, who else would want to purchase an old funeral home? So we kind of laughed about it, and within the first 5 minutes of Ava being here, I was down front with the real estate agent, and Ava walked in one of the rooms, and she got some of the clearest EVPs within first 5 minutes, three of them to be exact, and it was absolutely insane.
Before even the reports of paranormal activity came about at the costume shop, there was public knowledge of some not so good incidents that occurred at the location. Could you expound upon that a little bit, the negative energy amongst the living?
There were a lot of fights, so a lot of funerals for people that were gangbangers and things like that. So a lot of fights, you know, of people that had been murdered and things like that. And a lot of high emotions, you know, a lot of high emotions in this building. So, there's just a lot of things that have really happened here, we think. And with some of the mediums that have came in here and psychics, the stuff that we've heard is just intense, and we have gotten EVPs and confirmations. And when I say EVPs and recordings that we've gotten, these are recordings that you don't need captions on. You know, you watch a lot of these ghost adventure shows and stuff like that, and not ghost adventures, but, you know, different ghost hunting shows. And I'm not referring to any, you know, certain show, you know, but you watch these shows and they put captions. You don't need captions. We can play ours and people hear it. I mean, Ava's mother's 98, and she goes, that's pretty good when a 98-year-old can hear it. So it's pretty intense and loud and just straight to the point. And we don't keep things that, you know, don't make sense. Like, oh, my God, they said a name. Whose name is this? You know, we keep things. They say our names. They say the name of the building. You know, they say specific things about here. We had a paranormal group come in last week, and one of the ladies said, can you move the ribbons? And it immediately said, ribbons, you know? I mean, it's direct responses that we keep. So, it's pretty intense.
Did you have any reservations about purchasing the building, knowing what you knew now about the history of the building?
Well, when I first came down here, immediately I walked in, and even the real estate agent, it was not what I thought it was going to be. I walked in, and I was like, oh, my God. It was just so heavy in here. And the feeling, I was like, okay, maybe I don't want this, you know. And like I said, Avid walked in the back, and the previous tenants had stripped the place. I mean, every light was gone, so there was no lights. There was no doors. There was, you know, even the trim around the doors. So many things were stripped and taken that it was just absolutely insane. I'm like, oh, my God, this is a lot of work, you know. And so I was talking to my real estate agent, and I said, I'm not paying full price for this. And he goes, I don't expect you to. And he goes, clearly the owners didn't realize how this was left. And so we negotiated, and I got it for a steal. I got it for a steal. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to beat this price anyways at all. And when I was purchasing it, when I was in escrow, I went to Alaska. My niece was getting married, and Ava would come down here and sit here by herself in here. And I kept saying, I don't know how you can sit in there by yourself. I'm so freaked out about it. I said, it's just so strong in there. And I'm really nervous about doing this. And I kept telling her, I said, I don't know how I'm going to run this store by myself in here. I'm scared. Ava's on the phone with us as well, too. And she would sit in here when, you know, it was dark. and just by herself with her tape recorder. And I'm like, you're absolutely insane. And she goes, I do this at Preston Castle. You know, why wouldn't I do it here? And I said, because it's strong here. And even Ava will tell you, there's so much activity here, it's not even funny. And Ava doesn't like to come down here anymore by herself because it just feels like it's getting stronger and stronger here. And the things that happen are just absolutely insane. So, yeah, there's some reservations, absolutely. And there still are every once in a while.
What were some of the first things that happened for you personally that really solidified in your mind, yeah, I think we got a haunted building here?
Okay, well, the very first thing that happened to me was my grandma, after we got back from Alaska, my grandmother, she was 96, and she's not your typical 96 woman. She was riding quads with me in Alaska, if that tells you anything. And we got back, and, you know, she looked at me, and she goes, you know, Dana, I'm tired. And I said, Grandma, I'm tired, too. And she goes, no, you don't understand. I'm tired. And I was like, No, I'm not ready for this. She goes, well, you need to figure, you know, you need to realize it's going to happen. I'm 96 and I'm ready to go. She said, I miss my husband. And I said, well, I miss him too, but, you know, I don't want you to leave and you're fine. There's nothing wrong with you. And she goes, well, I'm just telling you, you need to be ready because it's going to happen. It was like 3 days later, she was having trouble breathing and went to the hospital. And they sent her home, said she had pneumonia. And the next day she went back and he goes, you know, I think it's time for hospice. And I'm like, this is insane. She's in perfect health. And so they sent her over to hospice. And, I mean, she was in there. I brought her Kentucky Fried Chicken, everything she was wanting. I was just bringing her, you know. And I've been down there. We've been there a few days. And they were, like, ready to kick her out because they were like, she's not on her deathbed, you know. And she didn't want any meds or anything. And I told my mom, I said, look, I got to go down to the shop because I just been to Alaska. I needed to do some bills. And I said, I need to go down the shop. And it was at night, and I thought, you know, Grandma's asleep. And I said, I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to do these bills. I said, I'm so scared, but I got to get this done. So I came down here, and I'm sitting at my desk, and all of a sudden I felt like I wasn't alone. And my first thought, of course, went to my grandmother. And I thought, oh, God, she passed, and I wasn't there with her because I promised her I'd be with her, you know. And it was just, the feeling was just so strong that I got up from my desk, and I took a picture. And the first picture, you know, I'm looking at, and I don't see anything. And I took one more. And when I took the second picture, you can clearly see, like, a light kind of above the doorway. And I didn't have any lights on in that room. And I was like, what the heck is this? And I enlarge it. And as I enlarge it, you can see a man standing in the doorway. Now, my car was parked out through that doorway in the front. And I was like, oh, I'm not going through this. Forget the bills. They can be late. And I went out the back door, and I texted Ava. I said, oh, hell no, I don't know if I can be in that place. I said, I just saw a man, and she's like, what? And I sent her the pictures, and she's like, oh, my God. I said, yeah, oh, my God. I said, how am I ever going to be there by myself? I said, that was so scary. So for a while, it took me, you know, really turning every light on, and it doesn't matter, day, night, lights, they're here regardless. And I'm just to the point now where it's like, okay, yeah, things happen. It's going to happen. They haven't hurt us, so that's the key. It doesn't feel like anything evil here. I think there's a dominating spirit, but I don't think he's evil. Like I said, we don't have anything bad happen, just mischievous things. We've had things thrown at customers, you know. People feel it when they walk in. I've had some people walk in and turn around and walk back out because it's so strong. But there's one room here in the back that the customers don't go to unless they get makeup done. And that room, it's so strong in there. And when my, I have cameras in the rooms, and the motion will come on and say motion, and I have it titled a scary room. So that tells you, you know, how I feel about that room. I don't even like to go in there because everybody feels like, they say it's like a vortex where they feel very off in there. And people get very different feelings. They get very emotional. They get very sad. They feel like there's a weight on their shoulders. And there's something very odd about it. There's blinds on this in this room. And when you open the blinds, it's a concrete wall. The whole room is soundproof. So it's very intense in that room.
I hope you enjoyed your 15-minute preview of our new podcast, The Grave Talks. Be sure to subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts to not miss any episode of the show. New episodes every single Monday. Just search for The Grave Talks And then press subscribe. Give us a review while you're at it and some stars that will help us grow in the rankings and let other folks know that the show exists to make an even better show for you. The Grave Talks. Check it out at thegravetalks.com.